Hiring DJ Durkin is already paying off big time.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
What's up? We're back. Happy Thursday. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast, and I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. We're going to talk a little bit of DJ Durkin, and could this be the hardest non-con basketball schedule we've ever had with the release that we're going to Cameron Indoor to play the Duke Blue Devils for the first time since 1981? Big, big news. But before we get into it, you know we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, if you reach out to Ford, he and his team are going to develop a financial plan all the way to your 95th birthday at no cost to you with your current portfolio. You're going to get a retirement score. It's on a scale from 1 to 100. So it lets you know exactly where you stand right now in regards to your current retirement plan, and he'll do that at absolutely no cost to you. So many ways to find him: activewealth.com, annuity360.net, or really you can check him out and get to really know him at retirementresults.com, where you can see all of his television shows. If you're not in the Huntsville or the Columbus area, you can catch all those episodes there. He's the man. He loves to boog. Why not have an Auburn guy that you can trust with your finances, somebody that you have something in common with? Great guy. Tell him I sent you. Check him out. Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management. All right, guys. I had a show a while back right after a press conference where I felt like DJ Durkin got ambushed, and I was mad. I was mad because I felt like it was unfair. I felt like it was obviously premeditated, and Auburn should have taken more steps to sort of protect him, protect your coaches in general, but definitely when you can see it coming a mile away, be able to understand what's going on and protect your coaches. And again, I thought it was a hit job, and I've never been more convinced now regardless of the tragedy that happened and whatnot, the true feelings of the people that deal with DJ Durkin, it's really easy to see when you have Auburn's on the verge. You have one commitment already from Bryce Diaz, and then you're right on the edge of landing another top corner, Blake Woodby, from Maryland. Not only from Maryland, but from a powerhouse in Maryland, St. Francis, St. Francis Academy, one of the top schools in that area. Look, if what the media tried to portray, if what everyone tried to portray was true, high school coaches in that area would not let this guy around their kids. Would not let this guy around their kids if they felt he was unsafe, if they felt he was toxic, if whatever. They would not have let this guy around their kids. And Auburn doesn't typically recruit this area well. I tried to go back and find somebody that Auburn's recruited. And I think the last one that you can really point to is maybe Ben Tate. There's somebody not necessarily from the state of Maryland, maybe from that, I think they call it the DMV metro area. I don't know what the letters stand for, but that whole little conglomeration of Washington D.C. where all the all those states come to a point, and it's all kind of intermingle. Maybe there's some bad blood there, but as far as from the state of Maryland, Auburn typically doesn't recruit there, and you hire DJ Durkin, and it's not like. We don't just pick kids randomly off a map. Typically, when you're recruiting, it's relationships, and clearly there is a really clearly DJ Durkin is thought highly enough of in that area to be able to send two defensive players to play at Auburn. I mean, high school coaches have a ton of weight when it comes to recruiting kids. You saw there was a segment on a really cool podcast. I think it's McCrady and Siskey, or Siskey and McCrady. It's Tyler Siskey and Neil McCrady. And they were talking about how Tyler was actually a walk-on wide receiver. Maybe he was on scholarship. I'm not 100% sure, at Auburn under Tommy Tuberville when he first got hired. And I think Tommy Tuberville cut him, you know, right at the beginning of his hire. And I think the story he tells, it was kind of a dirty, not a very cool way that it was done. Well, relationships, he ends up being one of the coaches at St. Paul. He ends up being a high school football coach, Tyler Siskey, at St. Paul's. And if you remember, right when that whole Saban transition came, St. Paul's hit a run of good players. I mean, you had A.J. McCarron. You had tons of guys. You had a lot of guys, highly rated guys that were, you know, that were from that program. And Tommy Tuberville goes to, you know, recruit him, and Tyler Siskey's there. And he basically says on his podcast, you know, none of those players went to Auburn. None of those guys went to Auburn. So relationships matter. And if DJ Durkin was the man that your AL.coms, was your the Stephen Godfrey's from Split Zone Duo, if he is the guy that those guys portray him to be, you would not have high school coaches letting their kids even answer the phone. And he's been a fixture in both of these recruitments. You heard Bryce talk about how DJ was all over him. Said, "I don't care where you go on the field. I just want you. I just want you here." And he commits like the very next day. You got Blake Woodby, the same type situation where you got McGriff and Kelly sort of leading the recruitment, but DJ Durkin's also a big factor. And it's not just Maryland kids. Like, I just use that as an example to kind of, because it's kind of an aha moment. You know, it's kind of an aha moment to me to see if this guy's as bad as everybody tried to portray him when he was hired at Auburn, why are these high school coaches still answering the phone? Or why are these high school coaches still, you know, letting him on their campus? I think that speaks volumes. And I think Auburn's lucky to have him, because it's not just Maryland. He seems to be making an impact everywhere with linebacker recruiting. You lock in Tyler Lockhart. You're looking to possibly flip an Elijah Melendez. You're talking to a bunch of highly rated prospects. You're having them in on visits. And they talk about, you know, how personable he is, how likable he is, and they're excited to play in his system. And I think Auburn really honestly lucked out, hit a home run. Hugh Freeze hit a home run in this one. And I'm glad that you didn't let the noise sort of keep you from making the right hire. And it's really crazy how different media reality is from reality. So I don't know. I kind of put that connection together yesterday. You land two kids from the Maryland area. You had the connections, but you know, if you were just read AL.com, and you're just listening to the media headlines, you would think that you weren't allowed to, he wasn't allowed to step foot in that area. And clearly that's not the case. So I think Auburn really lucked out that whole situation with Texas A&M went down, that they were able to snag him, because he seems like he's locked in here. And I hopefully Auburn can keep him for at least, you know, maybe two or three seasons total. I think if you can keep him for two or three seasons total, you're killing it. Cause this guy is a stud. He's a stud recruiter, and he's putting together a very, very nice looking defense. I don't think you're going to see hardly any drop off from last year to this year. Honestly, possibly could be even a little bit better, which is kind of scary, because at last year at times that defense was kept us in a lot of games. That defense last year kept us in a lot of games when the offense was not firing. And I think you're going to have that again this year. Before we talk about this historic announcement for basketball, love DJ Durkin. So I'm going to put a bow on that. Love DJ Durkin, fired up about him. But before we talk about this historic announcement for basketball yesterday, you know, we got to give a shout out to our boys at plainscoffee.com. Boys and girls, use coupon code button for 10% off. They got a flavor for everything, and they got cool names too. So check, just take my advice. Just go to the website and just look at the flavors. Some of them have sold me. There's one that's like a cowboy blend or something like that, that I got my eye on. And there, but there's stuff that's, you know, definitely some good looking stuff on there. Freshly roasted, freshly ground, days before it ships. Way better than the stale stuff that's been sitting in a can for months. Show them some love. Plainscoffee.com. Use coupon code button and save 10%. All right. So yesterday, the press release announcement of the ACC SEC challenge, all the opponents and stuff like that went out. Auburn University will be playing at Cameron Indoor Arena facility, whatever thing they call it. They're playing Duke on their home court, the first time since 1981. And man, it's absolutely massive for the Auburn basketball program. It shows you the respect. Bruce even said it. Hey, I definitely can't say Auburn doesn't get the respect anymore. That's not an excuse anymore. Clearly we're being recognized. Clearly Auburn's being recognized as one of the premier programs, not only in the SEC, but in the country, to be put on the list, to be able to go in and play Duke in their home, on their home court. It's a small court. It's very similar to an Auburn arena. So I assume those tickets are going to be pricey. They're going to be tough to get, but man, oh man, how cool it is to be able to, like a Janai Broome, you know, you came back and now you get to go play in front of, you know, the Cameron crazies. Like, what a great decision, you made there. From a recruiting perspective, it's got to help to say, hey, look, we get the big games. You know, you come to Auburn, and it's not like you're going to play a bunch of, you know, scrubs. You got an opportunity to play some of the big names. And Duke, even if they haven't had the most, you know, Duke level success lately, it's still Duke. It's still Duke. It's still the name on the jersey. And to be able to go there is almost honestly even cooler than them coming here, because that's just not a place Auburn typically goes. So you hear there's a lot of historic basketball games, a lot of basketball history that goes on there, and Auburn gets to be a part of it. And I think that's awesome. It's early December. This non-con schedule right now is shaping up to be just insane. It's shaping up to be absolutely insane. I mean, right off the bat, you got the Maui Invitational that we haven't even really scratched the surface of talking about. And you're talking UConn, UNC, Michigan State. Like, you got an opportunity to play several of the, you know, the bluest of blue bloods right there to start off the year. Then you throw in Duke in the SEC, ACC challenge, and then there's still going to be that holiday hoops giving. Oh, I'm sorry. There's also a big rumor of, I don't know if it's actually official yet, but there's also a rumor that Auburn could be playing like a Purdue in Birmingham or something like that. There's going to be playing a big team in Birmingham this year. Again, like, this non-con schedule is shaping up. I mean, you're going to be playing Final Four team. There's a legitimate chance. There's a legitimate chance that Auburn plays all four of the Final Four teams. I take that back. NC State kind of backed out. NC State was going to be sort of the holiday hoopsgiving in Atlanta thing that we've been doing, and I think they kind of backed out of that. So Auburn's got a legitimate chance to play three out of the Final Four. You know, you're going to be playing one. You're going to be playing Alabama twice. Okay, so that's one Final Four team. You got a chance in Maui. You could possibly play UConn. And then if the thing in Birmingham works out and you end up playing Purdue in Birmingham, I mean, that could be – I mean, there's your three Final Four teams. I mean, that's got to be the toughest non-con schedule that maybe Auburn's ever had. But – we saw last year those things help greatly with seeding. Even if you don't necessarily win those games. Even if you can just pick off a couple of them, scheduling those games help tremendously. Q1 losses seem to be even better than a bunch of Q2 wins. So Q1 losses, you just want to have those type of games on your schedule. It helped Alabama seeding, even though their record was not even anywhere near what Auburn's was. It helped their seeding, which put them in the right bracket, and then just, you know, obviously had a couple of upsets, and they cakewalked all the way, seemingly at least to the Elite Eight, and then they played UNC, and I think they played, you know, a pretty good game there. But still, this is uncharted territory, I feel like, for Auburn. This is you are respected enough, like they feel enough about your team this coming season that you could possibly make some waves, and you're going to be able to get viewers, and you're going to be able to turn heads. This is big. So Auburn versus Duke, are you going to make that road trip? Because that would be a really cool ride. I know it'd be tough to it'd be impossible to get a ticket, but man, to be in that environment, to be in that atmosphere, I think it'd be pretty special. So love the way that, you know, obviously I love the way the basketball shaping out, the schedule shaping out. It's not the non-con is not 100% official yet, but you know you're going to go to the Maui. You know you're going to Maui. You know you're going to go to Cameron Indoor. You know you're going to play Duke. And you know that you're going to be playing a big, big team in Birmingham. You don't quite know who that is yet, but now using the process of elimination, it's looking like it's probably going to be, you know, a Purdue. And then you still got their holiday Hoopsgiving game. You know, we haven't really played a real showstopper year there yet. I think we played Memphis one time. We played Nebraska, I can't remember who we played last year, but maybe you can get a good matchup there and make that a fun game too. And man, you're talking, you could play, you know, 5 to 6 teams in your non-conference schedule that could all be like top 20 level teams. So going to be a lot of action. Going to be a lot of action early in the basketball season, and I absolutely can't wait, because I think this team is going to be so much fun to watch. I feel like you just really increased your guard play. You gave yourself a lot of options. You got 4 or 5 dudes on the court that can shoot threes, which, you know, I love. I love this addition of Miles Kelly, the flexibility that he brings and the different aspects of his game, bringing a leading scorer from a Power 5 team over to finish off his career that can play, you know, the two and the three. And anxious to see how the rotations work out at point guard, because you didn't bring in a backup point guard. You're going to have that platoonish level, that platoon type point guard position where you have, you know, obviously JP Pegues. Are you going to rotate in some Tahad Pettiford? Are you going to rotate in some Denver Jones? So many different scoring options that you can put on the court. And I'm obviously fired up about it. And I'm fired up they get to play the best of the best competition. So tomorrow, Big Cat weekend, part like 10, it seems like. Massive visit weekend this coming up. Juju will be here. And there may be, they're going to have the full court 100% press on him, surrounded him with Auburn commits, and we're going to break all that down tomorrow. But this is our end of our Thursday show. I really appreciate it, guys. Like this video, subscribe to this channel, follow me on Twitter, the_Charlie_5. There it is right there. I really appreciate it. You guys make this fun. The comments in the YouTube videos are always fun. Let me know what you think. Are you fired up about DJ Durkin as I am? Are you fired up about going to Cameron Indoor? Are you going? Are you going? Are you going to go ahead and try to make that happen? Drop that small fortune to make that happen. And if you got an extra ticket, I'm available. I'll make myself available. So I really appreciate it. Tomorrow's show is going to be fun. So we'll be back again tomorrow. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.